In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. On this rainy morning, we join in prayer together around the verses of the song. Now the morning cometh, I thank you. When last night you gave us rest peaceful, all my dear protected everyone, and you traveled with us, and you gave us your peace. Dear Heavenly Father, holy and righteous God, we have come together around thy holy word, and we thank you that you have given your Son for the atonement of our sins. And we pray that you would open your word in these services, if you so see good, for your thankfulness and glory. Refresh us and comfort us. Bless our services. For my sermon, I will read from the Acts of the Apostle, chapter 8, from verse 26 to the end of the chapter. And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, Arise and go towards the south, that goeth down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is in desert. And he arose and went. And behold, the man under Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all the treasures, had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and was sitting in her chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself in the chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was a sheep to be slaughtered, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. He was in his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken away from earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom he speaketh, of the prophet this, or himself, or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began to same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went their way and came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What does hither me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. And he answered, And I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized them. And when they were come out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught up with Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went his way. And Philip was found in Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Amen. Quite a long text, a total story, that I wish to read it all. This text, according to our church textbook, is written for such a Sunday that has as about the gift of the baptism, the Sunday after Epiphany. And it does speak of the baptism, as you observed. In addition to baptism, this book of the Apostle, Acts of the Apostle, it speaks of many other features of faith and Christianity. When I read this text, I noticed these points. Doesn't it speak about praying, reading the Bible, explaining God's word about mission work and how God guides his word. These themes anyway. But the most important point here was this, the grace order of God, how God saves a sinful person. Here, I want to return to these matters, if the Lord sees so good. This portion of the Acts of the Apostles tells an interesting story about mission work in the beginning of Christianity. After the resurrection of Jesus, the life of the Christians in Jerusalem was made difficult. They couldn't stand the preaching anymore. Persecution began. Many believers had to run away from Jerusalem. With this negative attitude and these persecutions, it had another side. At the same time, the word of the gospel, the message of the resurrected Jesus Christ, spread around with them into new areas. It was one way that the word spread of the gospel. And here's another way, what was told in this text. A person who had an awakened conscience, how his sins are preached forgiven, and he becomes a source or a spring of the living word, and he speaks to his friends, and they speak of the good God, and they offer the gospel to them who yearn it and who want it. And to those whose hearts have been prepared by God to receive the word, God guided the travel of the gospel as he always has. This story tells us of two people, the Ethiopian eunuch of the queen of Ethiopia and Philip. There were other people there, of course. This eunuch of a high value, I'm sure he didn't travel alone. Only these two people were mentioned. Philip was probably one of those seven people who had been selected in Jerusalem to work in the church, the same work that Stephen had done before his martyr death. And after the death of Stephen, the congregation was more persecuted, and Philip went to Samaria, where he proclaimed the gospel. There's probably not more information about the eunuch. I haven't heard of any. He's not even mentioned by name. It only says he was a servant of the queen of Ethiopia. The land of Ethiopia is located south of Egypt in Africa. And because he was a eunuch of the queen, he was a significant person in the land. He was in charge of all the property of the queen. Why had this person gone to Jerusalem to pray? I read from one book, clarification book. It was a long way from Ethiopia to Jerusalem, of a several months. to go pray in Jerusalem. This person must have traveled by river to Cairo by boat, and then by ship to Jerusalem. I was also told that in the area of Ethiopia, that many Jews lived in that area, and for that reason, he had seen the Bible, the Old Testament of that time, that he read, even though he was probably a Gentile. He had gone on this trip to pray. He had gone to pray in Jerusalem. Maybe the reason for the journey in the Old Testament, there's the promise that God can hear the prayers of the Gentiles if they pray in the temple. In the Old Testament, foreigners come from faraway lands who are not with you, but they have heard of your great name and your strength of your hands. They will come unto you in your temple. They will be converted, and they will have a place in heaven. All the people in the world will know your name and worship your name like Israel. And this temple is sanctified to your name. This portion or some other part, in any case, this person had gone to Jerusalem to pray. And now he was here returning home. As we could decide here, he probably didn't receive that why he was, if he had gotten what he had gone to get. And that is why he was searching the Bible and looking for an answer in the Bible for his questions. The Bible is the school book or the lesson book of faith. It is good to read the Bible and seek for answers related to faith. You are advised how to be connected to God. But simply reading the Bible, it may happen like the eunuch. He did not understand the message. He didn't understand what he was reading. The Word of God is explained, and you can understand it only with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, with that same Spirit that was shed on the first Pentecost. Peter states in his sermon of Pentecost, God has risen him to the highest, the right hand of God, and shed the blood, as you can see and hear. The gift of the Holy Spirit was shed unto the disciples, and as a result, they preached and spoke of the gospel with all languages. And opening up the secrets of the God with the Holy Spirit, Paul speaks to the Corinthians, God has revealed it with his Spirit, for the Spirit studies all, even the deepest secrets of God. Who else can know what is in man? But God's Spirit knows what is in God. But we have not gotten the spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God, so that we know what he has given us. This is what we speak of also. This is, here we use the words of wisdom of the Spirit, not of man, and explain things with the Spirit. Man cannot receive the power of God, for it would be craziness, for he cannot understand it, but it must be studied with the Spirit. And that's what happened to the eunuch here. He could not understand this, the secret of God's word, simply by reading it. It would not have opened, it did not open by praying, even though he had traveled all the way to Jerusalem to pray. As we can see from this text, his prayer was not for waste. The gift of praying is a gift of God. A prayer is a gift of God. We can approach God like Jesus teaches us in our Father's prayer, in our Lord's prayer, in the prayer that Jesus taught us. It is summarized all the important things that we people should ask for and pray to become and remain as a child of God on the way to heaven. There we pray also, thy will be done. Let thy kingdom come. This is what happened to the eunuch here. The kingdom of God approached him via Philip. Even though the eunuch probably hadn't heard of the Lord's Prayer yet, but it is not, the Lord's Prayer is not found in the Old Testament. This person's life was known in heaven, the situation of his life, and also this, that he was with a seeking mind, praying and asking. He had approached God, and he wanted to find a gracious God. If we return to the beginning of this text, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to Philip to go to the way to Gaza, which is desert. The Spirit of the Lord came to Philip. In the Bible, it speaks in many ways of angels, many times about angels, those bright creatures. When something significant has happened in Bible history, angels have been sent to proclaim or tell the people. More familiar events are the angels of Christmas that told the shepherds of the birth of Jesus, and also the angel appeared to Mary, what will happen to her. Angels are bearers of the word that God has sent. Here, the angel told Philip to go to the way onto Gaza. It doesn't have to be a spiritual being to see something happen. In the Bible, believing people are called angels. In Hebrews it says, be hospitable to visitors without knowing they have taken in angels. Another person, another believing child of God can ask someone to come to preach about the gospel unto those who have it not. And Philip listened to the word of the angel and went along the way. And there was a eunuch who was in charge of all the property of the queen, who was on his way and returning and sitting in the chariot reading Jesaja the prophet. And the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself in the chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him. Do you understand what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Philip and the eunuch began to discuss the matter, and he went straight and directly to the issue. He asked, do you understand what you are reading? What was he reading? He was reading the word of God from Isaiah, the prophecy of Isaiah. The portion that he read was this portion, like the sheep to slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before the shearer, so he was not. And the humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare the generation, for his life is taken from the earth? The eunuch did not understand this. He was honest. He didn't understand unless someone would explain it to him. The truth of God's word had not opened to him, as we said earlier. And the eunuch asked, can you explain, can he tell me, is he speaking of himself or of some other person? And Philip began to speak, and he preached the gospel of Jesus. Isn't this what we have always done in the services of the children of God? First, we read the Bible, and then if God sees good, we explain the Bible, and that explanation is based on the Bible, and here Philip did. And the subject and the text here is always the same in God's children's services and events. We speak of Jesus, and we preach the gospel of Jesus. The service, the sermon, and the text is the same as Jesus sent out his disciples. Go and preach. The kingdom of God has come nigh. Repent and believe the gospel. You don't have to know more, and you don't have to understand anymore. You can tell of this. You can tell how God, in his great grace, has given faith into our heart, and how this gift of faith, and when we carry this faith, we can be with God in heaven's glory one day. Philip's sermon was not wasted. The eunuch understood of what Isaiah prophesied and spoke of. He knew that he meant Jesus Christ, who was crucified and killed as a sheep, as a lamb to be slaughtered. The eunuch understood this had happened, that also his sins are atoned. Jesus had died, crucified, and resurrected for even his sins and his offenses. In the same chapter of Isaiah, there's a very comforting portion to us people, and also to the eunuch, In the 53rd chapter, it states, "And however, he carried our pain, he carried our illness. He suffered for our. We thought that he would beat him. Our bad things had beaten him. He suffered agony so that we would have peace. And through his suffering, we have peace." The eunuch understood, for the sake of Jesus' suffering, we can and we do have peace. Through his wounds, we can heal. And the healing happens when God, in his great grace towards us, through the gift of grace and the gospel, through the gospel, we receive the gift of faith in our heart. And here we also state, as the journey continued where there was water, and the eunuch said, "Here is some water. What can prevent you from baptizing me?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and he said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." This was the new birth. Here, heaven touched earth. There, a sinful person became a child of God. When Philip asked, "If you believe," and the eunuch answered and said, "I believe," Philip was able to preach the forgiveness of sins. And then Philip baptized the eunuch. When I was preparing this sermon, looking for what has been written about this text and taught about this text, I saw one Bible study that had been held of this text. A pastor who had described this event, all that had happened here in this event. Here in this portion, that if you believe with all your heart, and the eunuch said, "I believe," that here in this portion, the pastor stated, this is not covered because it is left out in the older translations, because it did not fit in with his teaching of baptism. Perhaps this is in the Bible on accident. I do not know the Bible study so well, at what point this has come in to the Bible. It may be, it probably is, that it has not been in the older Bible. But nevertheless, we can believe that Philip baptized a believing eunuch, as we state in the next verse. "And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they both went into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him." Even if the text verse is not in this text, we can, however, believe that Philip baptized a believing eunuch. And Jesus said, "He that is baptized, he that believes and baptized, he that does not believe is condemned." As small children have been set up for us adults to be examples unto us. Jesus says to us, Their angels in heaven. The face of the Heavenly Father. The Lord of life has set the child to be in such a high place. And for that reason, we want to bring these little ones into the grace baptism. Believing children, Peter states in his letter, according to that example, you are saved by baptism, not that you forsake evil life, but that God made a covenant of good conscience, and that is what Jesus Christ stated. We can say that the whole baptism is holy and an important sacrament set by Jesus. He has said to baptize all that believe in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we can think it is not a minor thing when the Lord of life has set up and the Heavenly Father is the other portion of the covenant. God wants to strengthen and support us with this way of faith endeavoring, and that God's promises will hold and his promises are strong. Philip baptized the eunuch, and they both stepped into the water, and that eunuch was baptized. When they came up from the water, the Spirit of the Lord took Philip away. The eunuch did not see him anymore. He continued his journey. Now the journey continued in a little different way. He returned joyfully. He had received his sins forgiven. He had become a child of God. And in addition, he had been baptized into the grace covenant. When we think of a person, this person that he went towards home to a very lonely place of watching, we can think that the Heavenly Father did not leave him alone, that the Heavenly Father wanted him to strengthen his faith with the baptism. Now, the eunuch felt that he had received all that he had got, and as a result, he was filled with rejoicing. Jesus preaches in the Sermon on the Mount of being blessed. Blessed are they who are meek in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are the sorrowful, for they shall be comforted. A blessed person can experience joy that he has the kingdom of God and rejoice that he has received comfort to his sorrow. This sermon, this point in the sermon has been stated at these services in the parable of Jesus, where the person found a treasure and rejoiced at finding the treasure. He found that he had found and he purchased a whole field so that he could own the treasure. He received participation in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is for the children of God, dear for the children of God, even though it may look like a small step. The eunuch returned home, even though it is not spoken of in the Bible later, as we receive read in the beginning, and that we can imagine that Christianity and the Word of God spread in his locality, and that God does his work through his children. Philip continued his work of the apostle. In the last verse it says here, Philip was found in Azotus, in passing he preached in all cities till he came to Caesarea. The work of the gospel continues, and that same gospel continues today. Now we are at the opistol services with a great flock of people in the midst of God's children. It is good for us to be here. Even though we cannot come together all at such services, we can have these kind of services that Philip and the eunuch had. I encourage that you arrange smaller services. Tell of the good God to those who do not have the grace. It is important to tell your children and to the young of God and of God's kingdom. Most importantly, it is, however, to offer the gospel, for the gospel brings joy and peace to the heart. This I want to offer to you now in Jesus' name and blood. As the morning begins, you can believe all your sins forgiven. There are many guests here at the opisto. Someone outside with a small group, you may be listening. You who are in this single place of watching, individual place of watching, as the eunuch did when he returned home, you can believe from this sermon the joyous message of the gospel. If there's more than one sister or brother together, bless one another with this simple gospel word. There is power in the gospel with which we can walk on forward. With this grace, we can stay and remain believing, and we can remain stay waiting when we hear those words of Jesus, "Come, ye my blessed, I will give you peace." In Jesus' name, amen.